Today's Amud is Ches Amud Beis, but we're actually starting at the beginning of Simen Dalid, the Halachos of Netilas Yadayim, on Ches Amud Aleph. And the Mechaber begins, Yirchatz Yodov V'Yivarech Al Netilas Yadayim. This Simen will talk about the Halachos of washing your hands, both in the morning when you get up, and before meals, before various times or activities that a person does in his lifetime. Yirchatz Yodov, a person has to wash his hands. There are two reasons why one does this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Rosh. The Rosh says, because Yodayim shel Odom Askan Yoseim, when you're asleep at night, your hands are going all over the place. It's impossible, Yefshor shlo yiga bebosor hametunof balayla. While you're asleep at night, you will undoubtedly touch an area which requires the washing of the hands after you touch it. And therefore, tiknu Chazal bracha al hanetila lekriyas shema ulatfila. Therefore, Chazal instituted the saying of this bracha, asher ketshonam b'tosovetz ivanu al netilas yodoyim, before the recitation of kriyas shema or shmon esrei, which is called tfila. He brings the second reason, which is the Rashba. The Rashba says, at a time when a person wakes up in the morning, achar hashena anu nasim kibirya chadasha, we're essentially a new creation, and we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzrichim lahodos lo yisbarach shebaranu lichvodo lishar sol levaruch shemo, and we have to thank Hashem for creating us that we should be able to serve Him and to praise Him. V'adover zeh tiknu b'shachar. Therefore, the rabbis instituted the recitation of this bracha. And kol osan habrachas, as well as all the other brachas that are about waking up in the morning, the birchas hashachar that we say every morning, lachain gam dover zeh tiknu b'shachar. So in conjunction with the other brachos that we say in the morning, this bracha was added by the chachamim according to the Rashba, l'hiskadesh b'kdushaso, to sanctify Hashem. And therefore, v'lito yodenu minakli, and we wash our hands from a vessel, kekohen shemekadesh yodov minakir kodem avodoso. Just like the kohanim would go and wash their hands before they did the avoda, so to our tfilos are like the avoda, and therefore we wash our hands before we daven. These two reasons have some practical ramifications between them, a nafkamina between them. What happens if a person slept at night with gloves on? So he's not going to halachically touch parts of the body with his hands. So according to the reasoning of the Rosh, you shouldn't have to wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning. But according to the Rashba, that you're a Birya Chadasha, you would have to wash in the morning. Another nafkamina. According to the Rosh, any time that you know that your hands are dirty, they've touched a part of the body, became contaminated in some way, you'd have to go wash Netilas Yadayim with a bracha. And this would mean that before you davened any other tefillos or said any other learning or things like that, you wouldn't be able to say them without washing the Netilas Yadayim with the bracha. According to the Rashba, you only do this when you wake up in the morning. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'halacha anu tovsim kishnei atama. We go by both reasonings, L'chumra le'inyan netila. And we wash our hands, although we don't do the bracha sometimes, but we wash our hands after we had them become dirty or contaminated by touching parts of the body that they require washing for, but we don't make the bracha because we have the concept of sofek brachos lahakel, but we do require the washing of the hands, and everybody agrees that the bracha can be made at least one time in the morning as well as at various other times. We'll learn more about that later on. Another ramification would be in lo beirach al netilas yadayim kodem atfilah, for whatever the reason, you washed your hands before the davening, but you didn't say the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Shuv lo yivarech achar tefila l'kuliyama." Then you don't have the right to recite the bracha afterwards. The Chayyadim brings down the reasoning for this is because, again, the washing of the hands is a preparation similar to the preparation that the Kohanim did in the Beis Hamikdash before they did the avoda. Our tefila is like the avoda, and therefore one would not be allowed to wash their hands earlier, do the tefila, and then make the bracha. Chaim Kanievsky is brought down in one of the Dershu footnotes that he said, La'achar atvila hainu, la'achar atvila slachash. What does it mean after the davening? It means after you said your silent shmon esrei. As I pointed out before already, usually the terminology tfila, when used in a technical sense, means shmon esrei. When should one actually say the bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Miyad achar netila, right after you wash your hands, yivarech. Vein tzarech lahamtin al anigov. You can do it even before they've been dried. And even if you don't dry your hands, it's not ma'akev. Interestingly, the Shaar HaTzion brings down that one should rub his hands after he washes them after he went to the bathroom, and that is because of nikias. Chazal were very, very much aware of personal hygiene and the risk for catching various infectious diseases from having dirty hands that are contaminated from fecal material or other dirty material. And therefore, they recommended the institution of this because of nikius, for cleanliness. It's often commented that during the Black Plague in Europe in the Middle Ages, Jewish people were relatively spared from the ravages of the plague, and this was attributed to the fact that we washed our hands before we ate and after we came out of the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down that some are machmir not to make the bracha until the hands are dried. The reasoning being that there is this ruach ra, there's this bad spirit somehow that's on the hands that doesn't go away until the water is wiped away. And therefore, it would be usur to make a bracha when you still had this ruach ra on your hands, and therefore you should dry your hands completely and then make the bracha. However, we do not paskin like this lehalacha. The Mishnah Berurah then adds that from the Seder Hayom, that some people don't touch their clothing before they wash their hands. Hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, did say that one certainly is permitted to put one's yarmulke on one's head, even if you hold like this opinion. However, the Magen Avraham says that we're not machmir not to touch the clothing. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that a person should wash panav yod viraglo b'chol yom mishum kvod kono. To honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're in his image created, we should wash our face, our hands, and our feet every single day. And however, but nowadays that we don't walk barefoot as they did in Middle Eastern countries years ago, we don't have the custom to specifically wash our feet, but we wash our hands, and it is customary and proper and halachically correct to wash one's face as well in the morning when one wakes up. The Rama then adds, v'yesh omrim gam asher yotzar, v'afilu lo asot tzrochov, v'chein nohagu. The Rama says that we make the bracha of Asher Yotzar just by waking up in the morning, even if you did not go to the bathroom, and that is the proper minhag in the name of the Avudram. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reasoning behind this, Mishum debaboker nasa kibir chadasha, because in the morning you're a new creation. Whether you went to the bathroom or not, you're still a new creation, and we have to praise Hashem and thank Hashem for this. And in fact, the bracha of Asher Yotzar was set up by the Chachamim for the reminder or the thanks of the Yetziras HaGuf, the creation of the Guf, and the Bracha of Elokai, the Shamash HaNasatabi, that was set up for the reinstalling or the reinstitution of our Neshamas in our bodies. The Prima Gadim adds that if the reasoning is because we are a new creation, then somebody who stayed up all night is not a new creation, and therefore he should not make the Bracha of Asher Yotzar in the morning unless he went to the bathroom. But the Beis Yosef and the Taz bring down, one should wash one's hands in the Tehillas Yadayim because of lo plug. The rabbis didn't make any distinction between whether you slept or you didn't sleep in that regard. Alternatively, the Bir Halacha adds that the bracha was created because of the Chidush HaOlam, the recreation of the world each day, and therefore, one should wash one's hands even with the bracha of Tehillas Yadayim if you did not sleep during the night. Regarding Elokai Neshama, there, we will learn later on that the El Yerabah says you do not make this bracha if you stayed up all night, although others disagree, and the Shari Tshuva suggests that the best way to be yotzei all the opinions is to listen to this bracha from someone else, which is the common minhag, especially on Shavuos night when people stay up all night, to find somebody who has slept, and he says all of these brachos and has in mind to be motzi all of the listeners, and they have in mind to be yotzei with his saying of the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah adds, if someone gets up in the middle of the night and urinates, he can rely upon the Asher Yotzar that he will make in the morning when he wakes up. However, he says, Tzarech Iyun Ledina. He's not sure if this is the correct. Why? Because sometimes, especially common as you get older, you may go to the bathroom to urinate in the middle of the night, and then in the morning have to go again. And therefore, the bracha that you make after the second time you went can't be chol on the first time that you went, and you've missed out on that opportunity. Therefore, a Yarei Shamayim should be machmir on himself. He should wash his hands and cover himself up in some way if he is unclothed during the night, if he gets up to urinate, and say the Asher Yotzar then. When he wakes up in the middle of the night, if he's not clothed, as I mentioned, he should try to cover up the area between Libo and the Erva, between his heart and his genital area. He can do this in a number of different ways. He can put his hands in between his heart and his genital area, or yechasa biyodo b'tzonis alalev, or put some sort of a clothing over there, even externally, if it doesn't cover up the entire body, it doesn't have a gartel around it, to create some sort of a separation between what's called libo and her erva. Nowadays, we go to the bathroom under most circumstances, but if somebody is incapable of getting to the bathroom, is using a urinal or some other, what's called ovit shalmei raglayim, a container where he puts the urine into, he should make sure that he says the bracha a distance of 4 amos away from the urinal. This is really only if the urinal is behind him. If he can see the urinal, he should try to distance himself or turn in a way that he doesn't see the urinal. Alternatively, if the urinal is not something specifically designated only to be a receptacle for his urine, it would be adequate to put in a revius of mayim, a small amount of water, 2 to 2.8 to 4 ounces or so of water, into the urinal every time after he urinated. The Mogen Giborim brings down that if he urinated more than one time into the urinal, it still would be sufficient after the last time he urinated in there to pour in the water, and then he would be able to make a bracha in the presence of the urinal. And this is the opinion of the Gro as well, but this is only when the urinal is not specifically set as a urinal. If it is, he should really remove it from his presence, or at least before Amos away from it. We mentioned that the Ramah says that a person can technically make the bracha of Asher Yotzer even if he didn't go to the bathroom. But practically speaking, the Mishnah Berurah says, Harotze listalik min asofik, if you want to remove yourself from any bracha of atola concerns, yizor laso tzroch of tekev achar she'eiro mayim al yod of shlosha pomim. When a person gets up in the morning and he washes what we call negovaser and he pours the water on his hands 3 times, alternating on his hands, then after that, he should immediately go to the bathroom, take care of his bathroom needs, and then when he leaves the bathroom, he should wash his hands again, and only then make the bracha of Asher Yotzer, and this way, he's yotzei the obligation according to all opinions. And the Mishnah Berurah indeed strongly recommends this, and he says this is especially true if at the time that you washed negovaser, you actually had to go to the bathroom, and therefore, you shouldn't have made the bracha then, and you should go to the bathroom, make the bracha after you've washed your hands a second time. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Chayyadim, who says that the common practice nowadays, Nochon lahamtim levarach al antilas yadayim ad le'acha shemanak atzmo v'rotzeh lispalo. We often do not make the bracha when we come right out of the bathroom, even if we washed our hands a second time, but we put the bracha of al antilas yadayim together with Asher Yotzer, as we'll learn later on, and this is a preferred way to do the saying of the bracha of al antilas yadayim in the morning. And this indeed was the practice of the Vilna Gaon, as quoted in the Ma'isi Rav. The Mechaber continues and says, Mayim hapsulim l'netilas yodayim l'suda, waters that are not permissible for a person to wash their hands with for netilas yodayim before he eats his suda of bread, and we'll learn later on what those are, which I'll tell you in a moment, are kisherim l'netilas yodayim l'tvila, but waters that would not be eligible for washing netilas yodayim for eating bread are eligible for the netilas yodayim in the morning. However, he brings down that mihu yesh misha omer delo mevarech alayim, but you shouldn't make the bracha on such waters. The Mishnah Berurah comments that what are waters that aren't eligible for the netilas yadayim for a meal, such as mayim shenishtanu marehen, water that has changed its color, o nasa behemloch, or water that had work done with it, o meluchim, where it's very salty, o sruchim, where it's spoiled in some way, that it's not even eligible for a dog to drink. These waters are not proper for netilas yadayim for a meal. However, mishum hachi ruyim l'tfila, but they can be used before you daven. Why? Because the purpose is different. Because here, lo tzarich rach mishum nikius balma, this is just for cleanliness alone, and therefore these are acceptable, as opposed to before a meal, where you would require cleaner waters. The Mishnah Berurah then points out that when the Mechaber said, lo mivarech alayu, there were some opinions that say that this spoiled waters that one can use, one shouldn't make a bracha on, the Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't mean that you don't make a bracha at all. He says, we don't make the bracha al netilas yadayim. However, he brings down the name of the Levush and the Prisha and the Ateres Zekanim and the Vilna Gaon, that you do make a different bracha called al nikius yadayim, a bracha that we're not very familiar with, but this bracha could be recited according to those poskim. Lamaitz, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'ha'achronim hichriyu, the Yuchal Levarech Al Netilas Yadayim. But we, in fact, do say, even on those dirtier waters, the Bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. Finally, we'll conclude today's introductory shir to Netilas Yadayim with a very interesting comment from the Be'er Heitev. He says, Yechavein bebirchas netilas yadayim sheyesh bo yud gimel tevos. A person should concentrate when he says the bracha al netilas yadayim, which has 13 words in it, neged yud gimel midos, neged the 13 attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this makes very good sense when one considers that we're saying the al netilas yadayim to a certain extent upon the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to live another day, and He created the world, and He created us, and therefore, what greater praise than to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Master of the 13 attributes. This concludes the introductory shiur on Netilas Yadayim.